Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined us today. Today we have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Arika Kareem. She is CEO of Mom Saving Moms. So, Arika, are you here with us?
I'm here, and it's Erica.
Oh, and I'm just saying it all wrong. I'm sorry, Erica.
Know.
So that's just like it's spelled, really, just with an A in front of it. Definitely. Well, I am so excited that you're here. And if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am so excited to be here, Cheryl. And I am so, so excited. I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. I moved to Dallas 10 years ago, the land of the opportunity, right? And I run a successful business from home. I have a team members, a total of four, which helps me helps moms get clear on what they want for their lives. I homeschool my three youngest children, and I love what I do.
That is awesome. That is amazing. That is wonderful. Well, I wanted to find out, what's your motivation? How did you come up with Mom Saving Moms? So tell us about that.
Well, you know what? I was a stay-at-home mom for 14 years, and around year eight, I woke up in the morning and said, things have got to change. I'm unfulfilled. I'm lonely. I didn't think anyone would understand what I was going through. I felt like there was more to life than just being a wife and a mom, and I was living in silence. So what I did was to try to fill my void. I volunteered at homeless shelters, trying to teach my children that they should volunteer, and I became a PTA president so that I can be closer to my children. I started shopping, which turned into a two-year shopping addiction, and I became a self-development whore. Now, for those listeners that don't know what a self-development whore is, I know people are like, what in the world? But it's when you buy one. It's when you buy one program after another program, the bright and shiny object syndrome, trying to become successful, and you can barely get through and implement any of the programs because you keep buying programs, and every time something new came into my inbox, I almost bought all the time. Or if a free webinar came on, I was there. I had so much knowledge that I really basically paralyzed myself by not implementing. And I must say this. We do things really based off of our childhood. One of the reasons I was living in silence is because I was taught as a child, what goes on in this house stays in this house. So I took the rules from my childhood into my adulthood. Also, I thought that, and back then, I cared about what people might say. What is she doing having seven children anyway? And also, why is she unhappy? She has a husband that adores her, a house that's almost 4,000 square feet, and children that love her to the moon and back. So my motivation is really supporting mothers to give themselves permission so their hearts, heal their hearts so they can really live their calling, live their dreams, so they can raise positive children.
Yeah, definitely. That is awesome. And I know that is a growing need. I meet so many women in particular that are so unhappy with their life. And I always tell women, don't really look at your life as, hey, it's over, I have nothing more to offer. You definitely need to look at your life as a blessing and definitely find why you were put here, you know? Definitely.
Absolutely.
Excited. You said that and you shared that, and you're just a light out there for moms, definitely, for sure. Well, I know that everybody has a purpose in life. Tell us, how did you find your purpose?
How did I find my purpose? Oh, my goodness. It was really, really hard for me at first to find my purpose, and it was because of ego. And I didn't want to really be humiliated by my story, you know, of feeling unfulfilled. But for me, my purpose came in a form of my biggest secret, and I was trying to hold back from other people. It came from my pain. I realized it when I got a small whisper while I was sitting still. Then I got a thump, like, I told you this is what you were supposed to be doing. Then I got a nudge, and I started fussing with God, saying, no, I am not doing that. I am not standing up, and I'm not going to do that. But I'll tell you, Cheryl, the more I said no, the more unhappy I got, the more unfulfilled I felt, and the more frustrated I got with my life. And it was that spiritual push is when I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to surrender.
That is so true. And, boy, I know on this show we have people that might be going through a challenge right now. They may have lost a loved one through divorce or death, or they may just be experiencing some bad financial times. What type of encouragement can you give to them based off a challenge you had to overcome and what you learned in the process? And it can be a personal challenge or a business challenge, just either one. What have you learned in the process?
Well, I want to share a quick story with you real quick. When I was a teenager girl, and girls would say, oh, she thinks she's cute, or you think you are that. So I went home and I told my mom, you know, like a teenager would, and she said, well, baby, they just think you're cute. You are cute, you know, don't worry about it. But, oh, boy, not until I got older, I had to dissect my behaviors. And what I did, what I realized was that I had intentionally dimmed my own light, and I became an observer when God wants us to be leaders. I became a cheerleader for everyone else and not a cheerleader for myself, making sure I didn't create much attention toward my direction. And I just wanted to be normal and fit in. But what I realized is that God really wanted me to step up and teach. He wanted me to share what I knew, and he wanted me to connect with the people that that really, really need me. So what I had to overcome was stop worrying about what other people say or think. Basically, just stand up and serve the people that I'm called to serve. And know that I had to know that I am on an assignment. So my question for the listeners, I'll say, what happened in your childhood, or what made you dim your own light? You know, people might not have my story, but, you know, some people, you know, was as a child taunted of being too fat or too dark or too light or not smart enough, or whatever your case is, because I know it's different from mine. What's your reason? And I know that we are silently cheerleading people on, or, you know, on social media saying, hey, but what I had to learn is that in order to be successful, you have to stand up, show up, and shine, and just be there to serve other people.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness, that is so good. And many times we just really want to just not go in the way that God intended for us to go. So I love that you said that. And we all need to be leaders, you know. There are many people who are called to leadership, and we really don't accept that call, you know. So I just love that you shared that about leadership and about how we need to be the person shining the light, definitely. And we need to be the light, definitely, for sure, for sure.
Absolutely.
So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so if I had to change anything or to share something, is that our mindsets can be demons, you know. It's if we don't get it into check, I would not step and take action until I had all the answers, you know, or I would keep trying to and get ready and get ready and get ready and try to line everything up until I had my step by step by step. But the step don't come like that. So I believe when you are standing in your divine purpose and you're connected, and that's where that faith come in, you know, once you have that faith to just step out. And I believe that God will bring you the people and the resources that you need to succeed. So if I had to change anything, that's what I would do. I would step out and not keep trying to get ready.
Yep. Oh, that is so true. I can think of so many things in my life where it's like, okay, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. And even to the sense where you talked about being a self-development whore, I can really relate to that because I have just been on a search for 10 years, not realizing that everything that I'm looking for is already inside. You know,
okay.
So for this year, for 2016, I just made up in my mind, okay, Cheryl, no coaching for 2016. You know, I've decided I'm going to do 5 out-of-town conferences and a few things in town, but I'm not going to overdo it like I always do. It's time to, you know, just believe in yourself and know that you have everything that you need to be successful. And I encourage the audience, you need to believe in yourself as well. I tell everybody that I love self-development. I love improving myself, and I do believe that school is never out for the pro, but I do know this, if you don't implement, you don't have anything. So it's time to implement. It really is. So we've got to do that for sure, for sure. So definitely tell us this. I know your children range in ages from 20-something to very young, but I want you to look into the eyes of 15-year-old Erica and give her some advice in today's time. What would you tell her?
Well, Cheryl, I would tell her to be intentional about her success. Have a plan and stay focused. Know if you're the entrepreneur, to know your target, know your vision, and don't let anyone change your vision. You know, and what's their outcome? What is the outcome that she is there to give that person? So if she's a business owner or starting a business, really pretty much what are your beliefs and values for your life and for your business? And don't go outside of that because people will come to you in all type of directions trying to give you this opportunity and that opportunity. And when you're not clear, you're just chasing the money. You can get so sidetracked and not have mastery. And I can talk about it because I've been there before. And so I believe that when you are living in your purpose and you're doing what God has called you to do, you stay focused and do what you love, and the money will come to you.
Absolutely, and that's so true that you share that. And we need to know that. Young girls need to know that as well as older women, actually. Everybody needs to know that for sure. Now, I know that there are two categories of people that are always needing assistance, and I get calls and confirmations from a lot of them all of the time. But tell me, what would you suggest to a struggling entrepreneur or a person starting a business, either one of those? What would you suggest to them?
I would suggest to them, don't go at it alone. And I'll tell you, not asking for help is a sin. All it will do is delay your success. And find a community of business buddies to cheerlead for you. I would tell them to find a mentor that can guide them and stretch them. I would tell them to stay around people that want to see you win. And have that gift of discernment, because everybody smiling in your face is not for them. You know what I'm saying? They ain't there see them win. And for goodness sake, if you need to, borrow the confidence of your community members until you get your own. A lot of times we stand still because we don't have the confidence. But it's okay to borrow other people's confidence, you know, until you get your own. And lastly, what I would tell the person is, whatever you do, say yes to big opportunities, even if you're scared and shaking in your boots, and just go practice and figure it out later. But just say yes, because one opportunity leads to another and another and another, and before you know it, you can be so big at what you're doing and serving so many people that you're meant to serve.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's so important that we say yes. Oh, my goodness, that is so true. I just think about how many things that I have really lost out on because I wouldn't say yes. And about 2 years ago, I just said, you know what, Cheryl? Let's stop overanalyzing things and just really get into the yes, yes spirit and the yes mode. And I tell you, it has made a huge difference in my life. You know, it really has. And I just find myself that now I really want to do more and more because I know that what we don't see, you guys, is when we're working and making things happen, we don't see what's going on, you know, in behind the scenes. We don't really see that. We don't really know, hey, what's going to happen next. Here's what I know. When you put some work together and when you put one foot in front of the other, you would be amazed at how much you can get done just by doing the little things. One of the people that I follow, his name is Eric Thomas. He's called E.T., the hip-hop preacher. Have you heard of him, Erica?
I have, and I love him, yes.
Oh, yeah, he is incredible. And one of the things that he said is, he said, fall in love with the small, because big is attracted to small, you guys. And I never, ever thought about it like that. But when you think about it, it really is. So it's okay to be a small business. It's okay to do things on a small scale. And when you find that you're in love with what you have and being small, it's okay. Your life can just really go to the next level, you know? I just know that we just many times don't operate in our good spot, really. We really just don't believe in ourselves, you know, that that we all need to really just find out what we're good at and go from there. So what else would you encourage the audience to do? And most of the audience are entrepreneurs, so just along that vein, what would you tell them to do if they are just really, you know, struggling, if they just really don't see a way out, you know, and don't see how it can work? I know I've been there sometimes. I've been where I thought, okay, is this the right thing to do at this point? You know, so how do you encourage people to go forward with their next step?
I encourage people to go forward by connecting with their soul. That's what I encourage. I encourage people to... For so long, I done things with my head, just thinking, but I wasn't soul connected. And I really believe that when you are connected with your Creator, and you step out and you're doing things, not with the intentions of serving yourself, but with the intentions of serving humanity, I believe that things will work out. And I just say, go for it. Find the community to help you. Find the mentor to help you. And you can't lose when you have a community. You can't lose when you have a mentor. You can't lose when you have, even if you can't afford, hire one virtual assistant, somebody to assist you virtually. But doing things alone, I mean, it can really kill your business. And it can kill your spirit because you'll be like, do I need to go clock in at a job, you know?
Yes, definitely, definitely. And I so agree with that. And I so tell people, yes, you need to put in some preparation time because sometimes money is not going to be there. And I'm just being upfront and honest. And you've got to know that. And if it requires you, okay, I've got to pay this bill, but I don't have any money. Many times you have to get that little part-time job just to get something coming in, you guys. But never give up hope and dreams on what you want to do, you know, because that's just the bottom line. You know, we all have choices in this life, and our choices just kind of really fuel our actions. You know, it's so important that we make great choices, for sure. For sure. Right. Did you have something to say?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I was agreeing with you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to find out if you had any programs or anything about your business that you would like to share with the audience. We wanted to take that time now.
Well, I do have a prerequisite that I have, and it's a seminar, Healing Institute for Moms. And my Healing Institute for Moms really, really, it helps you heal your heart. You know, I really believe that you can't move forward and be successful to the amount that God has, that really wants you to, the greatness and the abundance that He has promised us, until you heal mm-hmm. your heart. Also, it allows you to create a clarity map for your personal and professional goals. I'm telling you, I believe I am the queen of clarity is key. If you don't have clarity within
yeah.
yourself and your personal and your professional life, then, like I said, you will go and do, you'll be all over the map. You'll be all over the
yeah.
place, because you're trying to look for that next dollar or look for the next happiness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where can I find my happiness? Also, the Healing Institute for Moms, it helps you connect with your soul to your higher power. And it's not really about religion, Cheryl. It's really about the connection that you have with your higher power. What does God really want you to do? Or some people call it the universe. What are you really called to do here so that you can be happy? And also, to make decisions based on a heart level and be more self-expressed out of love. And I'll share with you about self-expression. A lady told me before, honey, I am very self-expressed. But I want to tell the audience that there's a difference between being self-expressed and cutting people like a blade and striking
wow.
at every chance you get with your words, right? Slashing
mm-hmm.
them into pieces and not caring about them or their feelings. And then your relationships turn bad. You only have a relationship with a few people because you're not looking inwardly at what you're doing to other people and caring about how they feel. Versus, on the other hand, being self-expressed and saying things out of love and generosity, because you really do care about
yeah.
them and you want what's best for them, you know. And so there is a difference between self-expressed and cutting people down, and self-expressed and doing things and saying things out of love.
Okay.
So with my Healing Institute for Moms, it is an amazing 2-day, 16 hours. It's 2 days, a Saturday and a Sunday, and I have them every single month. And I just want to encourage your listeners that if there's something that is holding you back, you're stuck and you're frustrated, and you're really out of balance, then you just can't figure out, why am I not happy? The Healing Institute for Moms is where you need to go.
Wow, that is awesome. That is amazing. Is it in the Dallas area?
It is. It is. And you
Yay.
Know what? This summer I'm taking a tour, so I'll be in Arkansas. I will be in Louisiana, Oklahoma,
wow.
and I'll do two of them, one in Houston and one in San Antonio. So I'll be traveling this year with the tour for the Healing Institute for Moms.
Yay. Well, that sounds amazing. Well, I'm so glad that that is something that's available. And that you guys, when you find things that can help you, this is what you need. This is what you need to change your life. And it's when we change our life, you guys, that everything else kind of gets in order. You know, when we make a decision that, hey, we're not going to live like this anymore. We're not going to take, you know, it's so funny. What was that song called, I'm Not Going to Take It Anymore? I think about that many times, because many things that we leave on our plate sometimes are just left on our plate because we choose for them to be, you know? We really don't
mm-hmm.
have to have things be that way. We've got to know that we have the power, and the more we determine we have the power, the better we will be. So I just encourage everyone to really find that sweet spot, man. Really find what works for you and how it works for you and all that type of great stuff, because it makes a difference. It really makes a difference. Well, I am so excited that we had this time today. I wanted to find out, how do you relax?
That is so funny. You know what? Once a month, I relax. People be like, that is so out of order. But for me, once a month, I will go to a hotel, and I will, that's where I get my creativity. I'll go to a hotel, and I will write. And another way I relax is when the children go to bed, you know, and my relaxing is really praying and getting connected to God. And I ask God, God, what do you want me to do next, you know? Send me the person that I need to help, because there are millions of people out there that need to help, but not everyone will give themselves permission to heal, because they think that they already got it all, right? And so we get so comfortable being unhappy because they think that, well, this is just how life is supposed to be, you know. But I really relax by just being with my family. You know, I'm not really a big TV watcher. I do have a I do watch 2 TV shows a week. And oh, my guilty pleasure. I do have 2 guilty pleasures.
I understand. Yes.
But I don't really watch TV. And my husband always said, did you hear? Did you hear? I'd be like, no, I didn't hear. Because I barely turn on the news. News is so depressing. And I just
It is.
And I really just look for inspiration and empowerment other places. And it's not on the news and on the TV.
So true. So true. I mean, we are a like spirit in, as far as that is concerned, because I totally agree with you in that regard. I think news is very one-sided, and it really hurts more than it helps. It really does. So I just agree with you with that for sure. Well, I wanted to find out, would you recommend any book in particular?
Any book in particular? Let me see. I have a book right here that I recommend. I recommend 2 books, actually. One of them is Secrets of the Six-Figure Woman. I have that book here, and it's by Barbara Stanny. And the other one is Think and Grow Rich. I will tell you, Cheryl, I read that book about 4 or 5 times. And I tell people that I was so hard-headed when I read the book, because I was like, you know, I think there's a total of 13 things you're supposed to have in the book. Well, in 2012, I was like, you know what, I have 9 of these. I should be good. You know, yeah. I wouldn't hire a coach. I wouldn't join a mastermind. I'm like, why do I need to do that, you know? And what I realized is the people that actually did that in 2012 when I was supposed to do it, they are so far ahead of me because they did that, you know. And I really believe that when I did finally jump in, it really skyrocketed my business. So I will tell you, when you read Think and Grow Rich, you have to have all the things that it says, and you really cannot not have a couple of them like I did.
So no shortcuts allowed.
No shortcuts.
That is so funny that you say that, but I totally can relate to that. I totally can relate to that. Now, it was Think and Grow Rich, and what was the name of the first book?
The first book is Secrets of a Six-Figure Woman by Barbara Stanny.
Secrets of a Six-Figure Woman. You guys, that will be in the show notes, so you can go back and reference that there. Okay, great. That is awesome. So I am so excited that we had the chance to talk today and for you to share your message with the audience. I believe that if we take this information, you guys, and act on what she's told us, we truly can change our life and as a result change the world, because it's that one little thing that you do that can change your life, and it's that one little thing that will change the world. So, Erica, I am so excited that you were here today with Mom Saving Moms. I love that title. I love the concept of what you do and who you serve, and I just wish you extreme success as you continue to motivate and take your tour all over the U.S. and just do incredible things. I'm so excited, so excited.
Thank you.
So thank you so much
for having me.
Uh-huh, you are so welcome. Well, you guys, this is Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts, with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. I hope you guys will continue to follow and enjoy these interviews. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.